Welcome to the Oakland Church Podcast. You're about to hear another inspirational message from Senior Pastor Randy Bain. It's our prayer that this message encourages you and strengthens you. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.
Happy Palm Sunday. The celebration begins. The scripture is a short passage from Luke's Gospel, Luke 19. It's kind of interesting if you listen carefully. If we just had Luke's Gospel, this would be Coat Sunday, because he doesn't mention the palms. The other Gospels mentioned that they actually were, that's a kind of a traditional thing they would do, is cut branches down, palm branches down, lay them down for the on the roadway. But Luke just records the coats. Hear the word of God from Luke 19. It says, after he had said these things, he was going ahead, going up to Jerusalem. And when he approached Bethphage and Bethany near the mount of what is called Olivet, he sent two of his disciples, saying, go into the village ahead of you. There, as you enter, you will find a colt tied on which no one yet has ever sat. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it? You shall say, the Lord has need of it. So those who were sent went away and found it just as he had told them. And as they were untying the colt, its owner said to them, why are you untying the colt? They said, the Lord has need of it. They brought it to Jesus, and they threw their coats on the colt and put Jesus on it. And as he was going, they were spreading their coats on the road. As soon as he was approaching near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of the disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the miracles which they had seen, shouting, blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples. But Jesus answered, I tell you, if these become silent, the stones will cry out. Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that today we have heard the choir and we've got to sing and cry out, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We give you praise, O God. Help us, Lord, to praise you in every circumstance and every day. And might you be glorified in this message and in this congregation today. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Memory verse has to be that classic verse, verse 38. Would you join in reciting that with me? Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. Luke 19:38. Well, it begins here. The celebration begins here and continues for Christians through Easter. But you know, there was a kind of a dip in the middle, right? You know, it started out great and kind of had a tough week. We kind of mimic that in the church. We try to imitate that. We start off Palm Sunday, we're waving palm branches and singing praises, and then we go through Holy Thursday, and sometimes there's tenebrae services for Friday where there are shadows and they close things down. And Good Friday, we have a crosswalk where we think about the cross and everything Jesus did and suffered for us. So was Palm Sunday really a good time? Was it a right time to praise the Lord? And think about it, is it a good time now to praise the Lord? Look at what's going on in the world. You know, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. Does that work now? Palm Sunday begins the week for us, but we remember his passion, his suffering, and also his death on the cross. Well, on Palm Sunday, Jesus is fulfilling the promise, the prophecy that was made by Zechariah 9:9. It says, rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout in triumph, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and endowed with salvation, humble and mounted on a donkey, even a colt on the foal of a donkey. Do you know how humbling that is? I mean, I just cannot imagine that, and a number one, the struggle the colt would have just to bear up. But Jesus entered that eastern gate of the city of Jerusalem, and it goes directly onto the Temple Mount, riding on a donkey. Of course, we call it Palm Sunday because the worshipers not only laid their coats down, but they also cut palm branches. And I always like, I know we always, it's kind of funny in the church, we always have this argument, not argument, discussion. Which kind of palms do you want this year? We want the green ones or we want the yellow ones, you know? And I actually like the crown palms, the big ones. And we just get strips of them, but they actually come in this huge fan. And I think it comes from my Catholic background, because all the Catholic families, you know, with Bredas in the designs, and if you're really gifted, you know, you can make crosses and look like grape clusters and all these other things. So it kind of has a little tender spot in my heart. But they were worshiping him. And the celebration begins. It's as if they're celebrating a victorious king coming home from battle. But Jesus hadn't yet won the victory, right? The battle was really still ahead. And so it seems like it's almost a little bit premature. So did the disciples get it wrong? Was this really the right time to praise the Lord? Because their rejoicing turned to mourning. It turned to sorrow as Jesus was arrested, as he suffered and was crucified and buried. Shouldn't they have waited till Easter when they saw the risen Christ face to face? Would it have been better if they waited till they understood everything completely before they praised the Lord? I believe the answer is no. They shouldn't have waited. This was a good time to praise the Lord. Number one, I believe Jesus got through everything that he had to face in the Passion Week. The battle that was ahead, he got through by looking to the glory that was to come. Right? I mean, Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. You know, and so how he got through was, I think, rejoicing in God's faithfulness. He overcame the suffering and shame of Holy Week by looking to the joy to come. So I think it's good to praise the Lord. It's good to celebrate. Second part of that is that praise is how we fight our battles. Amen?
Amen.
Michael W. Smith begins that song, Surrounded, with the phrase, paraphrasing Isaiah 61:3. He says, the word said, this is exact from the song. Actually, when he's doing it in live concert, he says these words as they jump into the song. The word says, for the spirit of heaviness put on a garment of praise. That's how we fight our battles.
Amen.
When we face difficult challenges and feel surrounded by the enemies and a mountain of problems, some of you are there right now. We praise the Lord, and we recognize that we are surrounded by the Lord's arms. This is how we fight our battles. So I believe now, in the midst of the battle, Jesus was really in a battle.
Amen.
You know, they were celebrating, but he was in the midst of a battle for the souls of men, for all of us. It's a great time to praise the Lord in the midst of the battle. And finally, Jesus must have agreed that it was a good time, because he permitted the praise and he celebrated with them. Even though a few days later he'd be arrested, all the disciples would leave him, he would be in the Garden of Gethsemane pleading in anguish, sweating drops of blood for the anguish that was ahead. And if you think about it, some of you have seen the movie The Passion of the Christ, and you know how graphic that is and how painful that is to watch. Can you imagine being Jesus and knowing what was ahead? And then have to face that? I mean, most of the stuff we have, we don't know what's ahead. It's like, so it comes out, it's here, you know. But Jesus knew ahead of time what he was facing. In fact, even as the Pharisees criticized and condemned the disciples, telling Jesus to quiet them. And Jesus could have said, yeah, you know, you're right, we've got a lot of bad stuff coming, we should just quiet down. He didn't say that, did he? He said, if I will not tell them to be quiet, because if they are silent, these very stones will cry out in praise to God. Jesus celebrated with his disciples and the crowd, even though the suffering was ahead. Even though the battle was still to be fought, he still praised the Lord. It went on and celebrated until Easter morning. And the disciples rejoiced and praised the Lord, even though they didn't fully understand what was happening. Do you fully understand what's happening in your life today? You know, sometimes like, yeah, some people have it all figured out. And for me, it's like, I'm at a loss most of the time. I'm like, okay, Lord, what's next? What do you want from me? What do you want us to do? I mean, I'm sometimes trying to figure it out. We too can rejoice and praise the Lord in the heat of the battle. We too can rejoice, although we don't understand it all. But we do understand one thing, that's Easter's coming. Right, the resurrection's coming. Jesus has bought the victory for us. He has won the victory, and he is our Lord. Yes. And he received all power and authority, and he would be with us to the end of the age.
Yes,
we can celebrate that. Let's celebrate and praise the Lord today. Even though we are surrounded by a lot of challenges, but we are surrounded by the loving arms of God.
Amen.
And that's how we're going to fight our battles, with thanksgiving and praise to God. Now is the time to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Celebrate between the promise and the fulfillment. Amen?
Amen.
Celebrate in the face of trials, in the face of criticism and complaining. But we're going to continue praising the Lord through Easter. We're going to continue praising the Lord through the second coming. And we're going to praise him now unto forever.
Yes.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Thanks for listening to this message from Oakland Church. For more information and for other resources, visit us at oaklandonline.org.